because we did have a rocky relationship. He had left me and gone back to his ex.
Their split forced a change.
After having discussed with him that he was going to be the guest on your trip, you decided to invite sister-in-law.
Right.
But was she trying to hang on?
Sticking around his relative right now is a way of sticking around him. Us girls know that. That was pretty cunning, Miss Borman.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jennifer Borman is suing her ex-boyfriend, Chris Allbritton, for a loan to take a vacation to the Dominican Republic.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 93 on the calendar, matter Borman versus Allbritton.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Party's been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Borman, you work for a company, and as part of the incentives from that company, you were going to be receiving two free trips to the Dominican Republic. And at that time, you and Mr. Allbritton were dating.
Right.
There was some discussion about taking him on the trip as your guest, and that was back in November. And according to you, that situation changed, although Mr. Allbritton did go on the trip. He went, and he owes you the money for it.
Right.
Let me see if I can sort of simplify the story. Mr. Allbritton has a brother who was married to a woman who was a friend of yours.
Right.
How long has she been a friend of yours?
Since I've known Chris. We became friends.
That makes this story so much easier for me, Ms. Borman. Much easier for me. So you met Mr. Allbritton's brother and his wife only through him.
Right.
So for the length of time that you've been dating. So this is what you decided to do. According to you, you said, well, I decided since our relationship was a little rocky and I wasn't sure whether we were going to be together when the trip was scheduled in March, I decided to invite his sister-in-law to go on the trip. That was pretty cunning, Ms. Borman. Pretty smart. You have no other friends?
No, I do have other friends.
Friends. You have other friends. So if the relationship in March was over with Mr. Allbritton, you could have taken another friend that wouldn't have had any tentacles out to him. But instead, even after having discussed with him that he was going to be the guest on your trip, you decided to invite sister-in-law.
Right.
What did you girls cook up? Let me think. You girls cooked up that you would take her as your guest, but she wanted to go with her husband. So her husband would pay for himself. And then if you wanted to go, you would pay for yourself. That's what this deal is about.
Right. He needed to pay. The reason, Your Honor, in November...
I want to tell you something. I'm getting unsympathetic with you, Ms. Borman.
Okay.
I want to tell you why.
Okay.
So that you can tell me your story, but I want to tell you why, right up front. Because if you're dating someone and you're not sure if you're going to be together, so you're not sure of the relationship, then you say, listen, honey, instead of us worrying about what the relationship is going to be in March, I'm going to ask Sadie Glutz, you know, my old friend from high school, to go with me. So it'll just be a girl's time there.
Right.
And then I'll come back and we'll plan another trip, just the two of us, if we're still together then. But that's not what you did, you see.
Well, they decided to go on the trip later.
Who's
on?
Who's they?
Chris and his brother decided, well, after I had already selected Carol, because we did have a rocky relationship. He had left me and gone back to his ex for several weeks in November, which was when I was having to decide who I was going to take on the trip.
Ms. Borman, that's where we're at.
Right.
So that even makes your position weaker to me. If he left you and went back to his old girlfriend, which he has perfect prerogative to do.
Right.
And you had to make a choice during that time, I would not have selected his sister-in-law.
His sister-in-law and I are still very good friends, Your Honor.
Listen to me. You're very good friends with other people, too. You understand what I'm saying to you. That holds on to him. That doesn't let go. You have parents?
I do.
Take your mother. You have a sister?
Yes, but she
sells Leah
Sophia, so I couldn't take her.
You have somebody else. You don't have to take his relative.
Right.
Because sticking around his relative right now is a way of sticking around him.
Right.
Us girls know that.
Right.
You know, you can cut off lots of people in your life, people that you've known forever. relatives. Some people cut off siblings. Some people even cut off mothers and fathers.
But I did care about him a lot.
It's real easy to cut off your ex-boyfriend's sister-in-law. A blink and you won't miss her. So hanging on to her is hanging on to him. Now you can tell me the story so that you know this is not a unique story.
Okay. Go. So in November, I selected his sister-in-law to go with me on the trip as my free companion because it was a trip.
Yes, I understand that. You don't have to start from once
upon
a time.
In January, Chris and his brother decided that they wanted to go with us
on the trip. Well, when did he leave his ex-girlfriend and come back to you?
That same month. She kicked him out, apparently.
What month?
In November. And he came back and was living at my house at that time. So we tried to salvage our relationship and stayed together. And I had sold my house at the end of that month. And so at the end of December, whenever we were moving out, because of what had happened in November, I decided I didn't want to live with him any longer because I was concerned that we wouldn't be able to make things work. And so we decided to get our own separate places at that time. And in order to make amends on our relationship, he said, you know, let me and Channing, his brother, come along and we'll pay for our own trips. You know, we can make this work. And so that was kind of his way of getting back in my good graces.
Did you have that conversation with her?
No, ma'am.
Tell me about the conversation.
She offered to...
No, don't look down there. Look here.
I'm not. She offered to...
Not offered. I want you to tell me what she said.
She said, why don't you call your brother and see if he'd be willing to go with you. Ask him if he wants to go on this trip
just
to the Dominican
second.
So that we can go as two couples.
Just a second. So she asked you to call your brother.
Yes, ma'am.
Your brother didn't say to his wife, I want to go with you on the trip.
Not that
I'm aware
of.
It was just the two girls going together.
I don't know that conversation.
And it was her suggestion that the two guys joined the two girls.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Hmm?
I said absolutely not.
Okay.
So. I'm a single mom of two kids.
Just a second. Just a second. Just a second. Can I have your sister-in-law's phone number?
Absolutely.
You got it.
Great.
It is 573-7.
And her name?
Carol.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to ask Carol.
Okay.
I just want you to understand. I am going to ask Carol whether it was your suggestion.
Okay.
Or her husband's suggestion that the boys join you on the trip.
Okay.
You're going to tell me that it was the boys' suggestion that they join you on the trip, not the girls' suggestion that the boys join you on the trip. Do you understand what I'm going to ask her?
Well, okay.
No. I don't want to leave the bench for no reason, because that is going to really annoy me.
Okay.
Now, you had already invited the sister-in-law, so it was a girls' trip only.
Right.
And what I want to know is, was it the girl's suggestion that the boys come or the boy's suggestion that the boys come?
I don't recall exactly.
Well, you do understand if it was the girl's suggestion that the boys come, I'm dismissing your case. You do understand that?
I do understand that,
fine.
Your Honor.
Good. Is this Carol? Carol, this is Judge Judy Scheindler. Carol, I have a question for you. You must know that I'm in the process of trying this case between Ms. Borman and your brother-in-law. And there is one question that I am going to ask you. What I want to know from you is, was it your husband and Mr. Allbritton's suggestion that the boys join you, or was it your suggestion and Ms. Borman's suggestion that the boys join you? Great, you've been very helpful to me. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, it's a little bit of both. From what I gather from Carol, who is quite delightful, she says that her husband said to her, hey, can I go too, since your trip is paid for? You know, we could be on vacation and it'll only cost for one person because Carol was traveling as your guest. Well, then there were going to be three of you. And I assume at some point your brother spoke to you? She spoke to you?
She's the one who spoke to me.
Okay. So you spoke to him and said, your brother wants to come? And if you want to come, you say, she said to you, I'll pay for you.
Yes.
Had she ever paid for anything else for you?
No.
And you had your own credit card?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any reason why this trip was put on your credit card rather than, you know, you're planning two trips for two different people?
It
could be put on two different credit cards.
Well, I chose to put it on my card so that I could get the points on my credit card. It also gave it a full month's delay in when they had to pay me back. And the agreement that we had come across was that he was going to pay me back before we went on the trip.
Is that what he said to you?
Yes.
I believe that. Now I believe it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She felt obligated to do this, and she had offered it all along.
She didn't offer it when you went back to your old girlfriend. You knew she wasn't taking you on a trip when you went back to your old girlfriend.
That's accurate.
Take a breath.
And later today...
Why was your car impounded, Mr. Thurman?
I had missed a payment, and therefore it suspended my license.
They don't suspend your license if you miss one child support payment, sir. I was sat in family court for 15 years. It takes them years.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jennifer Borman claims ex-boyfriend Chris Allbritton owes for a vacation to the Dominican Republic. He is countersuing for hotel costs, moving fees, and rent.
Now, why didn't he pay you back before you went on the trip?
That I don't know, because every time I would talk to him about it, he didn't want to talk about the issue. Any conversation that we had, it was put off.
Why?
Because the conversations never happened.
They absolutely did.
Okay. Mr. Allbritton, what I have to do is I have to make a judgment. What is logical? Now, what Miss Borman did was rather interesting, how she kept this little family together for this trip. And unfortunately, you're no longer a couple. But I have to make a judgment whether you, who were a working guy, right? You had an opportunity to go away with not only your then girlfriend, but your brother and his wife. And so as a working guy, and since you never bought her anything that I read about, I took her on a trip, did you?
I have never taken her on a trip.
Right. I can't understand why she would pay for you.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I am.
I'm making an assumption here, but I felt as though she probably thought that this was a way to maybe keep us together, like you've said.
Maybe.
I also feel as though that she knew what she was doing by asking me on this trip, because she felt obligated to do this, and she had offered it all along. I mean, she...
No, she didn't offer it when you went back to your old girlfriend. You knew she wasn't taking you on a trip in March when you went back to your old girlfriend.
That's accurate.
Take a breath. Take a breath. So you knew that. I mean, that's clear.
It was...
She offered it to you in November. In December, you went to somebody else.
In December, we definitely had conversations about me still going on the trip. I mean, between the time that she was supposed to sign up for it and when she actually did, she offered it to me. And I didn't even realize that Carol was going on the trip until after the deadline for her to have changed it. Because she told me, I've signed Carol up, and I was surprised. And she goes... Well, I'm going to change it and put your name on this trip. And I expected that. And then the deadline had come and gone, and she said, no, I didn't do that.
Wasn't quite sure of you.
Exactly.
Well,
I agree with that.
Right. She wasn't quite sure of you.
Well, and at that point, then, when things continued to start...
How much was his trip?
His trip was $1,808.22,
I believe. How much after the trip did the two of you separate?
Pretty close after, within a couple weeks.
Okay, very good. And did you have a good time with your brother?
It was a very nice resort.
Did you have a good time with your brother? Yeah, you were 1808. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
After the falling out, we tried to mend things.
Well, we were trying to repair our relationship.
And she said that she would be willing to take me on the trip.
I thought maybe, you know, if we planned a trip together and he came along, then maybe we could make things work.
There were some issues on the trip.
They were issues that he caused himself.
I don't want to go into that.
And ended up isolating his family and myself.
I don't want to say anything bad about Jen.
Not be so naive about the people that are in this world.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Silva versus Thurman.
Amanda Silva is suing her ex-boyfriend, Marion Thurman, for loans for towing fees, car repair costs, and child support payments.
Miss Silva, the defendant is a former boyfriend of yours, and it is your claim that he owes you some money.
Yes, Your Honor.
What do you think he owes you money for?
Several bills that
Like what?
Child support payment.
Okay, well, let's start with the child support payment. When did you make a child support payment for him?
January, back in 2011.
How much?
$655.
Tell me the circumstances surrounding you paying that child support.
Mr. Thurman had called me January.
You didn't live together?
No, we did not. January 2011, stated that I needed to come and get him because his car had been impounded. So
why was your car impounded, Mr. Thurman?
I had an issue with military and my school. So during that time, I had missed a payment, and therefore it suspended my license.
They don't suspend your license if you miss one child support payment, sir. I was sat in family court for 15 years. It takes them years.
Yeah, I was just discharged from the military, and for some time I was unemployed for.
So you didn't pay child support for a while?
Several months. I was unemployed.
No, that was, okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why would you do that? That's ridiculous.
I was building a relationship with this man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You don't do that. Anyway, you did it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Amanda Silva says ex-boyfriend Marion Thurman owes for several unpaid loans. Marion claims he's already paid what he owes.
Okay, so she came and she had to help you out, and she paid off the $655 that you owed in child support so you could get your car out of impound?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay her back?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
When did you pay her back?
From the months of April to October 2011, I gave her anywhere from $200 to $300 a month.
Well, that $655 would have been paid off very quickly. Did you take any other money from her?
Yeah, it was some other things that went down.
Like what?
At this time, I'm not totally sure.
Well, why don't you tell me, Ms. Silva? Go ahead.
I had paid his car impound, which was $1,005.
Okay, well, that was in addition to the child support?
Exactly, that's what it was.
Okay, so that's the additional amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Good, now he says he paid you back.
And he did. I have a record here of all the payments that he made. He paid me for the majority of the impound of $1,005, all of it but $150.25.
Okay, so he did pay you back.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Okay, and what about the child support payment?
I have not received any money from the child support, no.
You have any records, Mr. Thurman?
During that time, I never asked for anything. She offered to help me.
Okay.
We're in a relationship.
Right. But you were paying her back. You paid her back almost all of it except $805. What else?
He was tight financially with his money and asked me to pay a portion of his rent of $341.
I never asked her for anything.
Not happening. What's next?
Okay. I had leased him a vehicle.
When?
March of 2011. And he did. I was under the agreement as long as he had made the payments and he would be responsible for any damages to the car, that I would go ahead and lease
Why
him.
Why would you do that?
A vehicle.
That's ridiculous.
I was building a relationship with this man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He was
you
under
don't do
financial.
That. Anyway, you did it. And did he make the payments on the vehicle?
He did. He did.
So,
but there
what
were,
does he owe you?
There were damages done to the car. It was impounded, and the damages were $477.05.
Let me see. When was the car impounded? Is that the impound for the
I also have
child
the receipt.
Support?
No.
No, this is
when
an additional
one. When was it impounded
one.
Again?
2012.
For what?
Unpaid traffic tickets.
You gotta stop taking care of business, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
The car was repossessed and the chargeable wear and tear was $477.05.
She voluntarily repossessed the vehicle.
That's fine.
She wanted the car back.
That's okay.
I could have taken care of all of that.
Listen, it's the same $477 whether you pay it to the company that leased you the car or you pay it to her and she pays them. What difference does it make
and
to you?
It's no difference, but
great.
She asked for $3,000.
No, she's not going to get $3,000.
Okay.
She's going to get what they say was the wear on the car. They always find something wrong with a leased car.
Very well.
Okay, so either you have to pay the leasing company or her. It doesn't make any difference
Very
to you,
well.
Right? Good. Love it. 1282. Now you could be friends. Now you could be friends, and you don't have a car between you, which is very smart. You don't have any contracts. You don't have any debts or obligations. Are you current in your child support?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,282. Good. Go be happy.
Parties are excused. You may step out, leave your
Judge Judy continues
please.
In a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She was too busy fighting with me, and we were getting kicked out of each place.
A couple who can't settle down.
We were living at my father's house for almost a year.
You picked him.
Next, Judge Judy.
Fortunately, it just didn't work out.
Things happen.
Unfortunately, it just...
It's hard to bring two people together in a relationship.
Was not able to happen between the two of us.
No, no reason to.
Just to be careful.
Have any hard feelings.
Was thankful that Judge Judy was able to help us.